talking with Nathan and Anthony from Bombargo. You guys are a seven-piece band, though.
Yeah.
We are, yeah. We brought the best two members out. That's being that we were born and raised in PA.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And that's Tony, or can I call you Anthony?
Anthony, Tony.
Does, okay. You know,
either or. And Nathan.
And Nathan over here.
Okay, well, let's talk about the show here. Like, what made you guys decide to perform at the Union Center on the 21st?
Yeah. Well, Joel is a good friend of ours, and Joel runs the Chesterfest Music Festival, and he is just honestly just a beacon of musical awesomeness in Prince Albert and area. So we were looking to do a show in Prince Albert, and he was who we would call because he does the PA systems and the sound. And then it turned out that he had this Battle of the Bands event going on, and he was like, well, you know, we're having this Battle of the Bands event. It would be great if you guys could come on as like a headliner and kind of just like cap, you know, be like the headliner to this show. So it was cool to us because not only are we going to bring the good time guarantee, obviously, yeah, but we get to be a part of a night where there's these up and coming local bands from Prince Albert. Yeah. And, it's awesome to see, like when we were growing up, we didn't have a battle of the, there was no battle of the bands or no one really like local bands as much to look up to or place to play. So when we heard about that, we're like, yeah, that's awesome. Like that's exactly what we'd want to do.
Yeah, and it's been really cool to see the music scene in PA really starting to flourish and grow, and with help from, you know, you guys were so excited that Power 99 is presenting this show, and guys like Joel stepping up with the Chester Fest, like we got to play that last summer.
That festival was incredible last summer.
Yeah, it was honestly just to walk out and see PA really show up and support such a new awesome thing. It was just like, this is the type of thing I wish we had more of growing up here. Because for me and Anthony, we were kind of playing, we'd play at home a little bit, you know, the odd rising star thing once a year show. But it never really almost seemed feasible. Like you'd look at like the Red Hot Chili Peppers and these big bands, and we'd take a road trip down to Saskatoon to go see them. And it was just like, wow, you know, that was amazing. But I didn't have,
there was no in between thing to look at. Like you were just like, oh, you're either the Rolling Stones or you're just not really playing music, but that's really not the case. And, now more than ever, there's more artists, you know, than there's ever been creating music and people finding their own audiences.
You bet, because it's so easy to make it now. Like you were mentioning, you can just throw on a laptop and you don't need
easy to make music, not necessarily easy to make good music, I will point out. Yeah.
That is true. That is true.
But no, it's awesome. Then there's more genres and I think the more music that's being made, the better, and just the people's access, you know, now we can literally push a button and listen to any song in the history of almost the world, like at our fingertips. And there's a lot of, you know, labels and things will be like, oh, this isn't a good time for music. I personally think it's one of the most amazing times.
Well, okay, so the show is going to be on February 21st, Bombargo headlining at the Union Center for a Battle of the Bands. Chesterfest.ca to get your tickets. But we've got tickets to give away, too, here on Power 99. So keep on listening for details on how you can get in on that. So you guys are originally from PA.
Yeah, we always say born and raised, but technically we were born in Saskatoon, but all like memories that we have are from
kindergarten
PA.
Kindergarten through
High
school.
We went through the whole gamut in PA, and we love it. It's great to be back, and grew up snowboarding a bunch out at Little Red and playing tunes, and never really like performed that much in PA. We did a lot of like we were chatting about some of the different shows and stuff that existed.
The drive down,
it was like
the Rising Stars.
Rising Stars, a talent show that we'd auditioned for. Yeah.
So, which high school did you guys go to?
We went to Carleton.
Yeah, you guys would have had your 10 year then already.
Anthony had his, and mine is this year. Okay. And I was just, there's a few people organizing it, and I think that I'm going to be away on tour. I was looking forward to going to see a bunch of the old folks, but I haven't, I think we're going to be gone, unfortunately, to the States. So I think I'll miss the 10 year. Maybe I can FaceTime in and see, I'll FaceTime Ian or something.
I'm getting somebody. Day and age.
You guys always promised the good time guarantee. And Nathan, you talked about that too. The last time we chatted last year,
we definitely do still offer the good time guarantee. That's been going strong. We, been offering that for a number of years now. And of the thousands of people we've played for, we've yet to have anyone, you know, not have a good time. So yeah, that's
one person actually broke their leg, unfortunately, at a show. And we're like, oh, man, I think we might have, it might be in, you know, I don't know if we can hold up our end on the guarantee. And they're like, no, I still had a great time.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Wow. Broken leg and all. Broken leg and all. So it's verified.
Verified. Notarized.
Like, honestly, I'm in awe of you guys because like, I watch your social medias. Bombargo's on Instagram and Twitter. And Facebook and all that, YouTube too.
Yep.
And you guys can tell, you guys just have fun.
Yeah, I think that's number one. I think we're just super grateful to be making music and get to be with our brothers and our best friends. We got two sets of brothers in the band. So, I mean, we've been having fun messing around since I was born, right? Tony was there,
yeah.
You know, showing me the way. So it's been a fun time. And yeah, that's, I think, for us, it's just like, the fact that we get to go around and play music, we want to make people's days better. You
sure.
know, it's like everyone's going through their own stuff. And, you know, it's just like we want to try to make people have a good time and, yeah, shake things up a little.
Let's talk about your guys' style. Like, you guys are vintage. Like, can I say that? Is that the fair way
to
say
Yeah. No, I think that's fair to say. I mean, these jackets aren't new. These are old Montreal from the 70s. But I guess we didn't really... Like, it wasn't just a day that we planned that. I get everyone who has joined the band and has been part of the band kind of were just doing that naturally already. I think because we've all really just loved not only the music of the 70s, but just the vibe and the style.
Yeah. That's not what you guys do. It's vintage pop, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of what we're shooting for.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people listen to that, you know, modern music, and they're missing some of those soulful pieces that they love. I know for us, it's like we love a lot of the modern pop, but I just sometimes wish that it would have more aspects of the 70s, of the Steely Dans, the Supertramps, the Beatles, you know, and
the Bee Gees.
And
Eagles?
The Eagles. Oh, Eagles, man. Yeah. Like some of those harmonies in the Eagles. It's definitely. Just.
Yeah. Some of those classic band harmonies, you know, a lot of pop bands are just one solo artist that has an incredible voice. And so I think what we're really lucky to do as brothers is lay like some thick harmonies that were more common in the 70s.
Yeah.
Traveling Wilburys.
Yes, Tom, dude. What a super band. Yeah, what a super band.
Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young. Those got to be some of my favorite harmonies of all time.
Yeah those are legendary harmonies. Yeah, and so I think, yeah, just combining sort of the music and the style that we loved in the 70s, but then still kind of bringing it, you know, we've got all this new technology and tools that we can use when we're making music nowadays. And the access is so cool, too, because we were actually able to, for example, we recorded our record up in Emma Lake. And, you know, back in the day, it was really hard and super expensive to get a mobile recording equipment set up. But we were able to actually do a pretty awesome job of turning our parents' cabin into like a ridiculously awesome studio and go bunker down there for 2 weeks. We were just doing nothing but writing and recording music. And I think it has that vintage vibe, but definitely some modern flair to it, too.
Are you guys going to put out a vinyl? Actual like a vinyl copy of your music?
Absolutely. Yeah, we get a lot of people requesting, where's the record, guys? Like an actual record. And I think another beautiful thing about now is that there's a resurgence of records. We're selling more records than we've ever sold on the globe. Apparently, I just read this statistic the other day. And we have wanted to have a vinyl for a very long time. But I think this record is album is going to be the first record that we actually make. So we're super excited to press vinyls. In the history of wax.
Well, I'm gonna be paying attention because I got 110 LPs in my basement right
now.
Wow,
so there,
I'll be
you
looking
go.
To
there
add
you go.
Your,
oh,
add your,
right on.
Add you to my collection.
Nice, Ed. That sounds
Dude,
good.
That's nice.
Thanks, guys, so much for coming by.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
Having us.